this new thing. It's beyond our wildest dream and imagination. Doing church at home among this modern technology, we are live streaming to your house. It's like taking a step back into history, experiencing what the early church were doing. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47, they worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meal with joy and generosity. This morning, though we may not be able to gather physically at our campus, but we are still the body of Christ. We are still one family in mind and heart. If you are alone at home, be assured that you are never alone. With this precious promise given to Jesus, to his disciple, given to his disciple after his resurrection, after he conquers sin and death, he gives this promise: I will be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. I will be with you. Day and night, he promised to be with us. As the body of Christ, know that we are praying. The pastoral team is praying. We are praying for each other. This week, the prayer connect on our WhatsApp. We were praying at 7 p.m. Members gather at their home praying to WhatsApp prayer connect into this moment, into this situation. Text me if you want to be on the prayer connect. All over the nation, the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ, is united praying for healing. Next Sunday, 29th of March, is the call for a national day of prayer and fasting. As Christians in this nation, stand together on this promise of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear. This is God's promise. My people, call me. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. What is taking place in our world today is unprecedented. It came so suddenly and so unexpected. It surprised even the world leaders and equalizer. It humbles us all. The rich, famous, young, old, men and women. As this world experiences chaos, may our heart and mind rest on Jesus Christ, the solid rock, the unshakable foundation, when all around us is taking a beating, taking the heat, taking the shaking. I encourage you, take heart with God's promise from Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountain shall depart and the hill be removed, but my kindness, my love shall not depart from you. This is God's promise to us. Now shall my covenant of peace be removed. God promised us peace in time where there is so much worry, fear, and anxiety. This is what God said. He will have mercy on us. my sermon, my first sermon in 2020 was Step Out. I talk about the moment Jesus walks on the water. The disciple was in the boat, tossed by the wave, surrounded by the wild wind. Imagine the fear, anxiety, and worry that gripped them. Jesus was quick to comfort them with this word. And I'm also comforting you with this word. Do not be afraid. He said, take courage. I am here. Peter chose to trust in God and walk on the water. So must we in this stormy time. I encourage you to trust in God's word. Trust in His unfailing promises. Trust in His unchanging character. When you cannot see Him, believe He is there. He's a God who never fails us, giving us exactly what we need. I'm encouraged by God's love for His people, preparing us for this season. I trust in God. So must you. God is never surprised. He is never alarmed. He will use what is taking place in our world. By this unseen enemy, COVID-19, to show His mercy, His grace, and His love for His creation and His people. Today, I want to encourage you from God's unchanging word in a fast-changing situation. We can live without fear, no fear, because God promised us protection, protection in His covenant. Divine protection is in the covenant of God. When God told the Israelites to put the blood on the doorposts of their house, God supernaturally protected an entire nation. He can do it again for us. When Israel left Egypt and Pharaoh and his trained men pursuing after them, the best army with the best chariot, with the best weapon pursuing after them, God withstood against them and they were not able to come near Israel. God opened the Red Sea and they walk over. He can do it again for us. Two chapters later, the Israelite was fighting with the Amalekites with the weapon of war. These were farmers. Where did they get the weapon of war? Josephine, the Jewish historian, say that the weapon was what was washed ashore from Pharaoh's army. God's divine protection includes the necessary weapon to fight against the enemy. Put on the whole armor of God and resist this unseen enemy, COVID-19, with prayer, with all kinds of prayer, and with the power of His might. But do not forget to be wise and personal hygiene. Later on, when Balak paid Balaam to curse Israel, the covenant of protection from God protected Israel. The Bible says, no evil, no enchantment, no divination, no witchcraft will prevail against God's people. God will not permit. Today, as we look into Psalm 91, is the covenant of divine protection. When God says, I will protect you, it means He will encircle, He will encompass, He will cover, He will shield those who make Him their refuge. Know this, God, when He makes a covenant of protection with us, He will keep His covenant. He is a covenant-keeping God. Remember this, we are covenanted people. We are a people with covenant with God. We are not just sinners saved by grace. God has a covenant with us. We are not unprotected. We are protected like Israel by day and by night in such a time like this. We are protected. We do not have to fear. Fear not, but be wise. As we look into Psalm 91, the promise of protection is really paid for, not by installment, paid fully by Jesus Christ. Come to us not by installment, come to us fully when we stand on this promise. This promise of protection is assured, is affirmed. When Jesus Christ raised from the dead, the promises of God are yes and yes. When you look in Psalm 91, you see that protection does not free us from danger, but He does promise to protect us, to protect our children, to protect our loved one. From verse 3 to verse 13. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feather. He will shelter you with His wing. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall on your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, this evil will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make God your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your house, for He will order His angel to protect you wherever you go. Then they will hold you up with their hand, so you do not even hurt your foot on the stone. You will trample upon the lions and cobra, and you will crush fierce lion and serpent under your feet. I just read to you the description of the covenant of protection. Verse 3 tells us, God will protect us from hidden danger. When we get to heaven, we will be surprised how many hidden danger are known to us. But God kept His promise and He protect us. We are not lucky, but we are protected. Verse 3 tells us, He will protect us from diseases. We need to believe. We need to believe that sickness and diseases does not come from God. It's a result of human sin. Keep and maintain a healthy faith, a glorious hope, and agape love in such a time as this. Verse 5 and verse 6, we are protected from fear. Fear not. God command to us, His covenanted people, is fear not. I am with you. I am for you. And I am in you. Do not fear of the enemy in the night. Do not fear of the flying arrows. Do not fear of diseases and sickness. Do not fear of this unseen enemy, COVID-19. Only be wise and take care of yourself correctly. Verse 10 tells us, you are protected from evil and calamity, distress, depression, disaster. God promised to protect us. In the Bible, a man named Zadok He prayed to God. He said, God, keep me from evil so that I may not get hurt. Keep me from evil. Keep me from all these things, God, so that I may not get hurt. The Bible tells us, God grant him his request. It's not easy to live and survive in the world without God's protection. Today, we need it more than ever. But God's divine protection, the covenant of protection, is yours. Jesus went to the cross. He paid the price so that you are protected. Jesus himself prayed to the Father to protect you before he went to the cross. In John chapter 17, verse 15, I do not ask that you will take them out of the world, but that you will keep and protect them from the evil one. We have Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, praying for us. Father, keep them, protect them from the evil one. He promised us protection from the scripture. God's promises are conditional. The promise of divine protection in Psalm 91 are conditional. The condition is our practice and our position. We need to position ourselves in Jesus Christ, in what he has done for you. And you need to practice with his help as he leads you and guides you. Positionally, understand your position in Christ have nothing to do about you, about your own achievement or your own strength. Your position in Christ has to do only with what Christ has done and what he is doing for us. Position yourself in Jesus Christ. How do you position yourself in Jesus Christ? Verse 1 tells us the three positions in the covenant of protection. Verse 1 says, those who dwell in the secret of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. The first position is those who live, those who dwell in, is the position of being in Christ and not out of Christ. Be in and stay in Christ. The second position, the secret place of the Most High. The Lord sits in his throne, and he called us to sit with him in the heavenly places. And third position, under. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In Christ, no evil can touch you. COVID-19 shall not visit you or touch you. They will lose its influence when it comes near you. Up with Christ, when you sit with him in the heavenly places, see life from heavenly perspective. See life from the big picture. God will use this unseen enemy, COVID-19, for his purpose and glory. The churches all over the world has never been so intense in prayer than right now. Right now. Last night, the prayer connect keep on going after 7. Members are pressed in to God's throne of grace, not just for themselves, their family, but for their loved ones, for their neighbors, for the community, for the country. I'm telling you, the church has never prayed more than what is taking place. Under Christ is to experience His covering, the covering of His blood, the covering of His authority, the covering of His great name. The Bible says His name is a strong tower where we can run in and be saved. Come now and position yourself in Christ, with Christ, and under Christ for divine protection. This is what He promised us. Do I have to do anything? Yes. Your part is in verse 9 and verse 14. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, your part is to choose Him, to choose Him. At this current moment, no one can help us except Jesus Christ. No one can intervene and step in except our Lord Jesus Christ. Your part for divine protection is to make Him, is to choose Him. And in verse 14, the Lord said, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Your part is to choose Him. Your part is to love Him and to trust Him. This is all He asks of you. He never asks you to pay for it or work for it. He just said, choose me, love me, and trust me. And this is what God would do. His part for divine protection. From verse 14 to verse 16. The Lord said, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. God say, this is what I will do for my covenanted people. I will do this because I love them. I will do this because my son Jesus has paid the price. I will do this because my people choose me, love me, and trust me. And this is what He say, the seven I am, I will deliver you. At times, God may send His angel to deliver you. At times, He may say, move aside and I will take charge here. I will set you on high. This means that God will help you to rise above what is before you. I will answer you when you call me. He promised to answer. Don't be afraid to call. I will be with you in your trouble. As we go through this difficult time, this storming night, right now, we must believe and know that Jesus is here. He is here for us, with us, and in us. He promised never to leave us or forsake us. Hold tight to His promise. Verse 4 tells us, His faithful promise are your armor and protection. God's promise is now your armor and it's your protection. He said, I will honor you. God is going to use what is taking place now in our world to let His children shine for Him. In darkness, we become light. In hopelessness, we become hope. chaos, we release the peace of Jesus Christ in our life. I will satisfy you with long life. And you say, I will show you my salvation. When God promised to save us, it's not just the past, but it is present, currently, what is taking place, and the future. Again, this man, Jabez, he prayed for protection. He prayed that God will keep him from harm, keep him from evil. God grant him the same. You need to pray every day for God's protection over yourself, over your family, over your work and your business. It is God and God alone who has given you everything. He gives, He protects. There is a thief, COVID-19, a thief that comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But we have this covenant, the covenant of divine protection. There is above the thief. This unseen enemy, fear not, trust and pray for his divine protection. From Psalm 91. This moment, take a thought of what encouraging word has been given to you. We have our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not alone. This is a time where we can practice genuine faith, living faith, real faith. This is a time where we can allow the scripture to become so alive to us that what we believe is not a religion. What we believe is a man, a person, a God named Jesus Christ, who say, though heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Who say this, I am with you even to the end of the age. Who call us, fear not. Take courage. Have courage. Believe. For my promise, my faithful promise, is your armor and your protection. Why don't we pray? At your home right now, why don't you sit down with your family, hold your hands, and pray as a family. I'm going to pray this prayer over you. Let's pray. Dear Father, I pray the prayer of divine protection in your name and in the power of the Spirit. We are your children. We receive your cleansing, anointing, and authority. We submit ourselves to you. We claim a hedge of protection around our family and around each one of us. Throughout this day and night, I ask for your angel to surround each family, each individual, and to put them throughout the house, in our going out and coming in. We choose to love and obey you. We choose to dwell in you. We choose to sit with you in the heavenly places And we choose to come under your divine protection. We declare no weapon, no diseases, no sickness, no COVID-19 shall come near us. Nothing by enemy harm or hurt us and our family. We are protected and secure as we get on with our daily life. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. And we claim all the good things in Christ. In your name we pray. Amen. If you're asking, how about this week, tithes and offering, you can go to the website and give, and the details of the account is in the website. This live stream will stay for 1 hour, so you can watch it later on for 1 hour. And today's message will be uploaded on our website within an hour. Next week, same time, we want to bring God's words of hope and encouragement and comfort to you. Stay tuned till next week. God bless you.